Hello, Sober Slept with Chris Laker. That's me, your host. It is 11:27 a.m. So it's just about that time where I start to be like, oh man, I should have got up earlier. But I was sleeping like a motherfucker. Having weird ass dreams. This has got to be some symbolism in this dream. I'm at my friend's house. It's like a nice house, but it wasn't like his real house, but it was anyway. And I'm throwing out. I was just like, for some reason, helping him throw out the trash, but the trash, it was like these doors that I was throwing in the garbage, so I'd take them out one at a time. I open the door, I walk out and throw the door in the garbage, then go back at the curb, then walk back and get another door. And then he's there on the porch. He sees me open the door, grab the door to go walk out. He's like, don't ever leave that door open. Always close it. Now, in the dream, I was like, oh, that's right, you got a cat. But that's probably some kind of symbol. I'm throwing out doors. And this other door, you know, it's a symbolic thing of doors, right? Is this the God telling me, don't open a door without closing the door? But that has windows in that one, the God thing with the doors. I don't know what these doors are about. I'm not something I'm throwing away. Opportunity? I don't know. But my subconscious is telling me something. Oh, Virginia Beach. I looked up this town. For some reason, there's this town in Virginia. I forget the name. It begins with a B. That shows up in the SoundCloud stats at the top of cities. So it's the most listens to this show are in this town. And I Google mapped it. And it's like a 2.5 hour drive to Virginia Beach. So if you're in, I don't know. That's up to you. I'll be there this weekend. I think there's still tickets. And Mike Birbiglia usually sells out. So if you're going to go, get tickets. And Jacqueline's not going to be there, unfortunately. Just be me and Mike. And I don't know if there'll be anybody else on the show, but probably just be me and Mike. So there's that. Oh, got a new iTunes review from Ruby, that college student who emailed me. It says, good enough for this girly. Hey, it's Ruby from email. Here's a new review so you can feel less sad. I still haven't told my professors about you. Sorry. So it's not really she gave me the 5 stars, so that's good. She didn't really write anything positive. But I appreciate the review, Ruby. And I'm not sad. I just want... Like right now, I'm like... Because I just slept and slept until I woke up. Although I went to sleep a little bit later than usual. Anyway, but... I'm not sad. I'm just waking up. So I'm usually a little... I talk slower and I'm a little, I'm not at my best when I'm first waking up in the morning, Ruby. I don't know what it's like for you, but I'm not sad. I'm a very happy person. I'm waking up at 11:27 a.m. I can't be that sad. That's a happy lifetime to wake up, in my opinion. But I just was But thank you, Ruby. I'm just saying, anybody else in the future. And but why didn't you tell your professors about me? They would like the show. Tell, you know, I guess who wants to have conversations with their professors? I get it. I wouldn't do that either. I wouldn't suggest. When I was in college, I don't think I would have suggested podcasts to my professors. I didn't talk to my professors about anything. All right. But I am happy. But if you want to write a review, I don't care. Yeah, write whatever you want. If you want to, but you can just write me emails or tweet at me if you want to send me a message. So sending me a message through the iTunes review page is not the best way to do it, because then everybody, it's just there forever. Oh, except for this. Fucking check this shit out, dude. My album came out like over 2 years ago, so 2.5 years ago. And it didn't have a million reviews, but it had some reviews and some really nice reviews. And I was, you know, it's a pretty good album. And I don't know what happened. Like the label that it's on, Comedy Dynamics, which is like them and Comedy Central Records are like the two big labels for comedy albums. They like changed their name since or something, or they got bought by. So they just resubmitted all their albums. All my reviews are gone. So this is another review thing. I know. But if you're in iTunes giving this show a review, if you've listened to my album, and you don't have to buy it, just go to Spotify, go to Apple Music or whatever, listen to it. And then you can you can go give that a review too. And also 5 stars, write something. Just say, it's really funny, I love it, blah, 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 whatever. Because there's no reviews on that fucking thing now. And looks, it's a little, I don't know, it just bothers me. I guess it doesn't matter that much. Who? It's not like people, I think if you were going to go buy that album, you would just, it's just an appearance thing. So it's, I guess, really, how important is it? Not very. But if you feel like doing me a solid, what the fuck? Why not? But yeah, I'm going. Now I'm going to Virginia Beach. Jacqueline's got to go to this. She's going to this festival in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I am going to Virginia Beach by myself. We don't spend a lot of time apart, so it's like kind of like, it's more fun to be on the road together, but particularly because what it would be before, when I was eating garbage, it would be like in my mind, I'd be like, oh man, I'm gonna eat so much shit, which is hotels have gotten rid of the vending machines. I used to travel a lot for my job, and there was in the early, well, in the from like 2006 to 2010, I would travel constantly. And in that period, the hotel vending machine went away. Somewhere around, I'm going to say, 2009. Because there was a few years where every night I would hit that hotel vending machine, and I would be getting the big Texas cinnamon bun, some Famous Amos cookies. You got some Pop Tarts in there. Those TGI Friday potato skin chips. There's these things that you would only find in those vending machines. TGI Friday chips were a big one. I mean, you could find those, but I mean that was, and the big Texas cinnamon bun. And then just whatever other, and that would be my late night. You could walk over to that vending machine. You just spend like $10 buying garbage, and then just just eat it while watching television. But that's out of my, well, now they're all gone. I don't know why. I guess, I don't think it's like, are the hotels worried about people's health? Or are they just not making dough? Or, because you think they, how are they losing money on a vending machine? Was I the only one that was excited? I mean, they, so many tasty treats in there. And it's like, you're away, you're on vacation, or you're away. But yeah, but I wouldn't be hitting that now anyway because I'm eating healthy, so I would have. So now it's like, you know, just I can watch I just watch CNN because it's kind of annoying to watch anything. Everything I hate flipping through channels because it's like I don't have cable. I'm a regular person. I just have Netflix and Hulu and shit. What's going on in the fucking... really wonder what that dream was about. I'm going to start having more guests. I wonder if... Maybe if I call... Nah, I'm not going to call anybody right now. Fuck that. I just don't feel like... Let's see. Let's open up Apple News. Climate. Trump's new executive order to tear up Obama's climate policies. Oh, jeez. I don't understand what people hate the environment. You know, maybe I should just give up on giving a shit about the environment because it's over. Chipotle's menu is now preservative free. Well, that's I guess that's good too. Well, what if preservatives bad if the environment it doesn't fucking matter? Maybe preservatives don't matter. You know, just chemicals everywhere. Or you know, it doesn't matter. But now I'm kind of hungry for Chipotle. Maybe that's where I'm going for brunch. They don't have, you know, that's because I'm just going straight to lunch, I guess. Florida Congressman, okay. U.S. Air Force considering dumping undefeated fighter jet. That's not really a gripping headline, but it's in the trending stories. Let's see. A 1980s era combat jet that has long been hailed as the most successful dogfighting aircraft in U.S. history may have finally met its match. Oh, so they made a better one. Okay, we made a better fighter jet. Who's dogfighting? We don't fight people with air forces. We fight fucking, we're fighting in, like there's, we just bomb. So I don't think we need to dogfight. And maybe we'll eventually, if we're in a situation, if we're fighting somebody with an air force and we're dogfighting, we're gonna get nuked. We don't fight anybody with that, right? I'm not trying to say anything about the United States of America disparagingly. You know, I'm just saying I don't think we find anybody that we would be dog. Who do we dogfight? Are we going to go? I mean, we're going to be fucking with European countries and shit. I'm going to say, you know, I guess we need to be ready. So, and that's, S-Town from... Okay, great. Well, don't need to plug S-Town. They've been at the top of the top of the podcast charts for a month with a preview. That's... I want to... I know somebody works over there, so I'm not going to shit on it. She said it's amazing. Okay, let's go into CNN. I know it's just news bullshit today, but I don't know what else to tell you. This is all Trump Nunes, you know, business. Russia, doubt risk of losing streak. I don't have anything in the stock market, so I'm okay. And there's really, it's a bunch of, yeah, the climate stuff's really, there's a lot of that. Just signed an executive. I just don't, I haven't heard a compelling argument against environment stuff, other than it's that it's bad for jobs to have clean air, but the job argument is always perplexing to me, because like, yeah, it's bad for jobs then to not let children smoke cigarettes. You sell less cigarettes, and it really, it's the time to smoke cigarettes. I'm not anti-cigarette, even. I'm pro-cigarette. I smoked for a long time and I enjoyed it, and I thought it was, and whenever I see a kid smoking, I feel like there's a cool kid, but I guess you shouldn't encourage it. It is bad. I can't be for the environment and for kids smoking cigarettes at the same time. I can. Fuck it. Because I don't, you know, I don't think, I don't know. It's probably bad for the environment to smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke them anymore. And I don't buy them for kids. If kids ask me to buy them cigarettes, they don't ask me. You think they would. I'd buy them beer, but I don't know if I'd buy them cigarettes, because don't smoke. You should be vaping. When I was your age, we weren't lucky enough to have these, to have the vape. I wouldn't even buy beer. Like, go find yourself vape the marijuana, vape the nicotine, vape it all. Don't be polluting your body with this stuff. Although I don't know if that vaping's any better for you. That when I quit smoking, that was just starting. There was all, everybody was vaping. What if that makes it worse? They have no idea. It's so fucking, it's just assholes making those things. That completely unregulated weirdness. So I never got into the vaping, the nicotine. And it would, everybody I saw vaping nicotine would just end up smoking cigarettes, because it just doesn't. But if I was a kid, I'd be vaping like a motherfucker. I don't know. I haven't seen kids smoking in a while either. Sometimes, like in the park, I'd see them like kind of hiding, like smoking cigarettes. But they don't walk around smoking them. Nobody does. If somebody's walking around smoking a cigarette during the day, they are either from Europe or the Midwest, for the most part. No one else is walking around smoking cigarettes. You look crazy. You stand in front of your office building in your business casual and really like kind of like nervously like fucking like smoke it really quick, and that's like finance people or whatever, or, but when I was worked in an office, if you smoked cigarettes, you were like a fucking pariah. I never smoked when I was at work because like there was a lady that did it and they all thought she was a piece of shit. And the fact that if you smoked cigarettes, they thought you were, I mean, it was the worst. And that was just like in that, I guess it's different. I think if you work in like, if you're like a stockbroker, your high stress like job, they kind of like it. Because like, oh, this guy rather fucking just, he needs to kill himself to do this job and he doesn't care. But don't smoke, everybody. That's my message. And don't, and let's try to protect the environment, maybe? I don't know. It's fucked, I think. I don't think there's any. I guess we'll be our, well, or maybe the environment, will, I don't know. Maybe it'll be bad for us. That's what I'm worried about. Okay, it's time to go do reviews on iTunes if you could. That would be pretty sweet. And if you want to call in, Skype in to this show and be like a caller, like a radio caller, but on a podcast, email me and we'll work that out. And then Chris at ChrisLager.com. Follow me on Twitter. Tweet at me. And I'll read your tweets. And I'll answer your emails. And all right, that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.